This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Federal Reserve acknowledged today that the economic recovery has lost momentum, and so the Fed announced a shift in its strategy to stimulate growth. Fed officials said they would buy more U.S. Treasury debt. To explain what that means and why it matters, we turn now to NPR's Jim Zarrilli. Jim, what exactly is the Federal Reserve doing here?
Well, you know, in difficult economic times, one of the things that the Federal Reserve can do when it wants to stimulate growth is go out into the financial markets and buy up securities, things like treasury bills, mortgage bonds. The idea is that when the Fed buys, let's say the Fed buys a mortgage bond from an investor somewhere, well, that investor gets money and that investor may take it and reinvest it. And at least in theory, that means, you know, more economic activity, more lending, and hopefully more hiring by companies in the long run. Now, ever since the financial crisis, the Fed has been just buying up securities like crazy. Now, they regularly come due. Let's say somebody, you know, refinances a mortgage. The Fed gets a little bit of money from that. Until now, the Fed would just take that money that it gets and wipe the security off its balance sheet. But today, the Fed said it was going to start taking the money and reinvest it. It was going to go out and it would go out and buy new securities. In other words, its balance sheet is going to stay about the same size as it is now.
So how long will it take before we know whether this does what it is supposed to do, whether the Fed does what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, it will take a while. I don't think anybody expects that it's going to do much very quickly. The ostensible purpose of this is to sort of keep money flowing into the system, which will help keep interest rates low. A lot of economists were saying today, you know, that in absolute dollar terms, this, what the Fed announced today, probably won't make that much of a difference in and of itself. What it does do is send a message to the financial markets that, you know, the Fed is on the case. It's looking for options. It's not going to let interest rates go up too much. So this is probably best seen as a kind of confidence building gesture. And to that extent, it's already had a beneficial effect. Interest rates came down somewhat today as soon as this action was announced.
There was a lot of speculation in the days before this meeting about what steps the Fed might take today. How much pressure are Fed officials under right now?
Oh, a lot of pressure. You know, the economy is not growing at the rate that one would expect at this point in the recovery. The Fed itself today in its statement gave a very gloomy assessment of economic conditions. It said the recovery has slowed in recent months. People aren't spending as much because of high unemployment and tight credit. The housing market, housing starts are depressed. Now, because of the political climate in Washington, it's unlikely we're going to get any significant stimulus spending out of the government. So people are looking to the Fed to do something. And the Fed, it's not clear what the Fed can do. Interest rates, which are the traditional tool the Fed uses to stimulate growth, are already at historically low levels. So the Fed has to go back to the drawing board. There are just a few things it could try, like lowering the interest on bank reserves to zero. But as time goes on, its options are going to dwindle.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Jim Zarrilli.